So we left off towards the end of the Haggah on our svarim over here that we're using is Amud Kuf Chav Vav. Chozer lo yimari ala betzir shukar eseyach kemvur leil simen samachtes. When we're saying that it's shayich to say kabel kach poltoi, we're discussing the cases where you could say kabel kach poltoi as long as it has its own dam, and or even if it has its own tzir according to the Ramah. If it was hunach etzachaticha melucha or nafal etzir toich yud beishoyis akupanim b'machim she'in hefsa meruba, we're able to say kabel kach polti. It doesn't ask for the chaticha. So when we're going to say kabel kach polti, it's only because we're dealing here with dam pleita. Mashein kein, if it was dam be'en shnafal habasar shu toich shir melichasay v'chashu kreiseyach mevor lekaman simen tzadik aleph neser habasar. But be you have a chaticha melucha and then you're shechting an animal nearby and some dam be'en spritzes onto the chaticha of tmil dam be'en, so then it's going to ask for the chaticha. Because by dam be'en we don't say these klalim, and therefore it's nivla into the chaticha. And even if it has its own plate to migufa, even if it has its own dam, it's still, we're not going to be able to say kabbalah kach polte, because we don't say it when it comes to dam be'en. And this is not to be confused. In other words, here we're talking about regular dam be'en. We don't say these klolim. It's considered like blood spills on the chaticha. I mean, considered, let's say, like chalav spills. Shaila of the dam shal pnei chaticha. What's the gather? That was, we weren't sure. Should we treat it like dam be'en or should we treat it like dam pleita? But here we're talking about regular dam be'en. Clearly, do not say this din. Yeah, so when it becomes aser, when it fell into tzir, when does it become aser? When it falls into tzir? The mashal, if it's la'achar shir pleita tziroi, if it falls into tzir, it becomes aser. So haynu dafka mashbatoi chatzir. The only part of the chaticha that becomes aser is mashbatoi chatzir. Avul mashal amayla min atzir shari. Because we're not over here dealing with, let's say, in this example where it was la'achar shir melicha, so there's no la'achar pleita tziroi, so there's no dam inside the chaticha. There's no issue b'chlal of melech b'klishen menukav. The only issue is that tzir is going to be nivla into the chaticha mitzad resicha. Mitzad resicha smalicha, it's going to be nivla into the chaticha. So it's only where it's touching. And the rule is that the dam is not mafafeh lamaila. So what mashachutz the tzir is safe. Miu mashabatoicha tzir neser miyad ve'en shir ledavol. The part that's in the tzir becomes aser miyad. According to the Ramah, kol mashabatoicha tzir. Why kol mashabatoi chatzir? So the Shach explains, midim malich kireseyach, it answers kol mashabatoi chatzir. The Marshal was massing on the Ramah that if it didn't stay in the shir kvisha, so why are you asking me kol mashabatoi chatzir? It should only be asked kadei klipa. Like the Rishonim write that it's only asked kadei klipa. So the Shach explains, they didn't understand. Of course, the Ramah didn't mean to say that it's asked midin kavush, kol mashabatoi chatzir. It's also midin malich kareseach kol mashabatei chatzir, because we are not baki and we pask in the malich kareseach asas kulay, and that's why kol mashabatei chatzir is aser. Mashenkin the marshal, for whatever reason, holds that unless it was before a shir kvisha, it's only kedei klipa midin malich kareseach, and after a shir kvisha, then kol mashabatei chatzir is going to be aser. So this is a certain kula that the Ramah has that la'achar shir pleitas. La'achar shir, let's say la'achar pleita tziroi, where clearly it's going to become aser. How fast does it become? How much becomes aser? So according to Ramah, kol mashpatei chatzir is aser miyad. Mashenkin, according to the marshal, miyad is only going to be kedei klip, and only after shir pleita and only after shir kvisha it's going to be kol mashpatei chatzir. Baser shnafel tei chatzir shala karka adino kilo hoisat tzir bekli. So over here in the Ramah, this case is not so, it's not clearly spelled out. The Shach explains based on the Teres Chatas as follows, that we have a suffix. If you have tzir that's nikveh in the karka, how should we treat it? Like on the one hand, it gets absorbed a little bit in the karka, so you could say that it has like a din of a kli menukov because it is draining. Draining slowly, we said already before. We don't have to be scared that it's draining slowly. It's still considered a kli menukov. On the other hand, maybe still considered a kli shein menukov. A little bit of the blood gets absorbed in the karka, maybe that's not really, doesn't really make it a clean menukov. So we have a suffix. So what was the, how did we paskin? So we're machriya like this. That mashab batei chatzir is aser misafik. In other words, the chelik of the chaticha, which is inside the tzir, that chelik of the chaticha we're going to treat like it was meleach b'klisheinu menukov. which is chutz letzir, we're going to say is mutter. In other words, if it would really have the din of meleach b'kli sheina menukav, you have a chaticha melucha, toichshir melicha, that falls into the tzir, which is in the karkas, if it would really have the din of meleach b'kli sheina menukav, then the whole chaticha would be aser. If it would be considered a kli menukav, so then nothing would become aser. Doesn't bother me that it's touching tzir. It still has its own dam, and the tzir has where it's considered a kli menukav, because I guess it is getting absorbed slowly into the karka. It wouldn't make it aser. But here we're treating it, so we're saying that mash b'teicha tzir we're going to treat like melech b'kli shem menukav, and the kol mash b'teicha tzir is neser miyad. Mashenke mash chutz tzir we could be meiko. Why? Because mash chutz tzir we have a svek sveiko. First of all, it could be considered a kli menukav, and even if it's considered a kli shein menukav, you have das amachaber that holds melech b'kli shein menukav. Masha chutz letzir is mutter. So masha b'teicha tzir is aser misafik, and masha chutz letzir is mutter misvek sveika. That's the achra of the Rama. So when he says it's dinay kekli, b'teicha kli, we mean it's like a kli menukov she'ein letzir makim lazov. Like this example that we spoke. Have meleach begigis al eitzim. So a gigis is a kli she'ein menukov, because the blood is going to pool there. But you're being meleach it on eitzim. So lamaisa, the piece of meat is sitting on a grate. So there is, that's a clean manuk of gummer. But if the tzir starts to pull together and it rises all the way up to the chaticha, so this is what we call a clean manuk of ein letzir makim lazav. So there are more paskin that masha b'toichat, so we all, and here too, again, we weren't really sure, should we treat this like a kli she'ein menukav, or should we treat it like a kli menukav? The marshal taina, this is considered a kli menukav, you could be mekel agamri. As long as the chaticha had, is b'emtzam lichasai, so you could take it by the kachpolte, it doesn't bother me. But the Ramah wasn't so sure, and the Ramah said, the bottom line, the tzir doesn't have where to go, so maybe does affect the ability of the chaticha to drain properly, and therefore, mashal b'teicha tzir is neser miyad midi melech b'kli sheini menukav. Mashal chutz tzir, we're going to be mekel that we won't treat it like melech b'kli sheini menukav. So this is what we mean. It's the same concept. That's all. The tzir, which is nikvah in the karka, has this din. Basa shenaga b'chaticha. So it comes out that we have really three halukas in types of kelim. You have a kli she'ini menuk of mamish, which means when the basar, when chaticha is be'emtza melichasai, toich shir melicha, it's touching the actual kli, the tachtis ha-kli. That's melech she'ini menuk of mamish, where the Ramah holds the kol mashe b'toicha, that the whole chaticha is neser miyad. Then you have a kli menuk of the yesh letzir makim lazuv, which means a regular bathtub, but you're just salting a lot of chickens, and there's a lot of tzir, and it's draining slowly. So it's really a kli menukav. It's just that it could possibly be that it's sitting in a tzir for a long time. So this, we don't consider it melech b'kli sheini menukav. Whether or not it's shaykh to say shir kvisha here, so also, it's totally in the two answers in the shachetz and katan lamed vav, if it's shaykh to say kavush, in such a situation. In other words, it could be that since it has where to drain, even if it's sitting in it for a shir kvisha, it's still not considered kavush. Hashenkin, the first answer in the shach would hold that it is considered kavush. And then you have b'kli menukav, melech b'kli menukav, ve'ein letzir malkim lazov, which the Ramah considers mashe b'tei chatzir, he considers it melech b'kli sheini menukav, and the aser is called mashe b'tei chatzir right away, and the part that's sticking out of the tzir, he treats it like it's not in a cliche, like it's in a kli menukav. Sofik tzir, no, basar, I'm sorry, basar shenaga b'chatich hashem lecha b'kli sheini menukav v'nesra, adinu kila naga b'tzir. If you have basar, which comes in contact with chatichas which are being salted in a kli she'ein menukav. So those chatichas which are being salted in a kli she'ein menukav, they're aser. Question is, how does it affect this chaticha tveila, which is now thrown in amongst those other chaticha tveila, means before it was salted, and now it's mixed amongst these other chatichas. Are we going to give this chaticha din of melech b'kli she'ein menukav also, because now it's sitting amongst these other chatichas? Or are we going to say, it's mekabel the dam from the other chatichos, or the tzir that's nikve underneath the kli, that's nivla into the chaticha. But that doesn't bother me because kebele kachpolte, the chaticha still has plate, it still has its own dam, so you can say kebele kachpolte. So that's what we're saying over here. That's the halacha. We don't treat it like melech b'kli sheinu menukav. So the problem is that the shach earlier, when we were discussing the chaticha tfeila, which fell into the tzir, so the question was it washed or was it not washed? So the shach wrote that he said it's if obviously if it was washed already, so then blood goes in because by the kachpolte it doesn't become usser. What would be the halacha if it was not, you didn't do the hadacha rishayin and it fell into tzir? So the shach brings a machloikas rishayinim, if we're going to say that the tzir is meliach kereseach, if that's going to be mavliya, the dam shal pnei hachaticha, the dam be'en, v'mokim shein hefse maruba, we retreat the dam shal pnei hachaticha like dam be'en, will the tzir be mavliya, the dam be'en into the chaticha and aser it? It's because you can't say kabbalah kachpolte if it's dam be'en. So, and we treat the dam shal pnei hachaticha, v'mokim shein hefse maruba like dam be'en. So the shach brought a machloikas, and the shach said that the ikir is like those that say that the tzir is reseach, it will be nivla into the chaticha, but that doesn't bother me because that's dam plate, and since the chaticha has plate in migufa, we'll say kabbalah kachpolte. But the tzir won't be mavliya, the other thing that's on the chaticha, the dam shal pnei chaticha, the tzir won't push that blood inside the chaticha, and therefore that doesn't present an iser to the chaticha. That's how the shach was machri, that's how the shach felt the yikir was. Then he said. Then the shach, at least this is the way the Gdoyli Achroinim learn pshat in the shach, the Menchus Yaakov, the Prima Gadim, that the shach is being mechalik between that case when it fell into tzir versus a case when I have a chaticha, let's say a chaticha which was not wa, a chaticha tfeila which was, you didn't do hadacha rishayna, and it was mixed amongst a bunch of other chatichas which are being salted. Forget about a cliche in a manuka, that's not relevant to the shayla, but it falls amongst a bunch of chatichas which are being salted. So do we say that the salt of those chatichas, you know, puts in the dam be'en into the chaticha? So it sounded like there we were machmir. When it's mixing amongst other pieces, other chatichas maluchas, we were machmir. So again, like I said before, again, the way the Menchas Yaakov and the Prima Gadim learned pshat and the shach is being mechalik between those two cases. That by nafal etzir, he was machriya lahakal, that the tzir puts itself in, but it doesn't put the dam be'en in. But when it fell amongst chatiches maluchos, so then it itself becomes kemaluach, or whatever the case is, and the dam be'en does go into the chaticha. Here we're saying that it doesn't really become kemaluach. It doesn't have the halacha of melech b'kli sheinu menukav. So how do we reconcile those two dinim? So the Prima Gadim says, again, we're discussing a case where the chaticha which was, there we were discussing a case with a chaticha which was not washed, which fell amongst chatichas meluches. So falling, being mixed amongst chatichas meluches, makes it that the dam ben should go in, makes it kemaluach. Whereas over here we're saying that if it falls amongst chatichas in a cliche in a menukav, it does not make it like it's maleach b'cliche in a menukav. So the way the Prima Gadim deals with this shaila, deals with this contradiction, is that he says that over there we're talking about that it was shoha amongst those other chatichas for a while, then it became kemaluach. Here we're talking about that you took it out right away. But in a chanami, if you left it sitting amongst the chatichas for a while, then it would have the din of a chaticha which was nimlach b'kli shein and menukav. Whereas the case of nafal etzir, we said that even if it's sitting there for a while, certainly it wouldn't be, if the chatichas tveilot, it would not make it kemaleach b'kli shein and menukav. Or if it was not hudach, it wouldn't put the dam be'en inside the chaticha. The shtigl shver. The machzav shekel doesn't learn pshat in the shach like that, because the shach says that it's mashma from the stima samachaber and the ramo over here, that from the stima samachaber he says it's mashma that even if you didn't wash it, it doesn't become aser from the dam shal panav. But the case of the mechaber was not just nafal etzir. The case of the mechaber was that it was hunach etz chaticha malucha. The Ramo was talking about nafal etzir, but the mechaber was talking about hunach etz chaticha malucha. So he's saying mestim maslashna mechaber, So from the shach, pashup shach, and the shach is not mashma. Is mashma like, yeah, it's mashma not like the way they learn that the shach is trying to be mechalik between.
How's he learning? La'alof.
How does he learn the answer of the shach? How is the shach trying to? I think he's mechalik between nishta and loy nishta. Because earlier we were talking about that it was loy nishta. If it's nishta bein achatichas, there's no difference if it fell in tzir or if it fell amongst other achatichas maluchas. So how would he learn to? How would he be miyashiv? Well, here we're talking about nishta. Okay, he could do the same answer as the Prima Gadim. That later we're talking about the end of the sif. We're talking about it was loy nishta. So kul miyad. I thought misvara that. I mean, there's probably room to be mechalik between. Earlier we were discussing if it's kiresech to be mavliya the dam be'en. Here we're talking about whether it has the din of melech b'kli sheinu menukav. So we're not necessarily, is it? I mean, I don't know. Yesh lachalik lachayre. Anyway, the Minchas Yaakov, it's quoted in the Dagam Avava, is Mekel over here. And the Dagam Avava himself says he thinks that this shail is mamish the machloikis of tar meluach the tamei tafel if it's noigin zebazeh. That's the shaila. Does it make it kishnei meluchim? That's exactly the shaila. That it's touching other chatichas meluchas. Does it make it kareseach or not? So the mechabes holds the ikar is lakula, that it doesn't become, that it doesn't really make it kemaluach. And even l'didan, that we're machmer, that it is kemaluach, that it becomes like shnei meluchim. So the Dogma of it says he thinks you could be makel over here, lagamri, because heyeis behefsa maruba, we're makel, that it's not even considered dam be'en. So it's like two chum. We're being machmir to chumras over here. We're saying number one that it's like dam be'en, and we're saying number two that we're being choshesh for the ran that tar meluch v'tam etafel noigin comes like shnei meluchim. So therefore, he thinks that in this case you could be mekel even without hefsa meruba. Each one on its own, you need hefsa meruba to be mekel. Tar meluch v'tam etafel by noigin can be mekel by hefsa meruba, and if you're meleach without hadachar rishayna, you can be mekel by hefsa meruba. But over here, where the only time you could ask of it is if you combine both of the chumras together, he says he doesn't think you need to combine both chumras together. You can be makel even without any hefsid. Safek tzir, safek mayim, the Rama says mutter, the tzir de rabbon and the sveka lahako. So you have a chaticha, let's say a chaticha la'achashir malicha, la'achar pleitas tzir, so nimlach v'hudach. It falls into something which is this, either it's the tzir, let's say, that was yoitza during shir melicha, so it's iser, or it's maybe the stuff that came out la'achar shir melicha. You can't really tell the difference. They look pretty similar. So tzafik tzir, tzafik mayim, you go l'kula. Because even if it would be tzir dam, it's only the rabbanon, because dam shemolcha is the rabbanon, so therefore you can make a masafik and assume that it wasn't really the iser. The Shach asks that this din in the Ramah, soiser, the din that he said before. The din that he said before was tzir, that's the tzir that's nikfe in the karka. We have a suffix, if it's a din klim menukov, a kusheinim menukov. So how is the Ramah machriya? The masha b'toicha tzir, we're machmir a suffix. And masha chutz the tzir, we're mekel mikoyach a svek sveka. So he was treating it like deraisa. By deraisa, we say sveka deraisa l'chumran, and svek sveka l'kula. And over here he's saying, if it fell in Suffolk. So the Shach is mechalik between, over here we have a Suffolk in the Isser. I don't know, is this Tzir or is this Mayin? So that's called the Sveka Darabanan, which we go Lakula. The previous case, we knew we were dealing with Isser. What was inside the Karka was Dam, was Tzir Dam. We had a Shaila, we had a Suffolk, our Suffolk was Mitzad the Karka. So it happens to be negeya to a din derabbanan, but that's not what's called a suffik derabbanan, that you go lekula. Our suffik was unrelated to the yisur derabbanan. So therefore, we don't necessarily apply suffik derabbanan lekula. Rabbi Kiva Eger says a different var. Rabbi Kiva Eger says he thinks it's based on cheskas isur. That the reason why over there we were machmir, because what was the case? The whole nafkemina, we didn't even touch it out so much. But if you think about it, when is there a nafkemina to that question? Of suffik of if it was nikven bakarka, if it has a din of melech b'klishei menukov, or it's considered kli menukov. What's the nafkemina? think about it, if it's chaticha tefela which fell in, so even if it's kekli she'ena menukah, it doesn't aser it. Because as long as the chaticha itself is not maluach, so it's belea the dam, it's belea the tzir dam, but we say about the kachfalte. And if it's la'achar pleitas tziroi, la'achar malicha v'adacha, so then what? So then even if it's a kli menukav, it becomes asr right away, according to the Ramah. Because you can't say about the kachfalte anymore. When is there an afkemina? Toich shir malicha. It's the middle of being salted. So now we want to know, does it have the dinam aleich b'kli she'ena menukav, or is it not really considered aleich b'kli she'ena menukav? So the nafkemina is when it still has dam. When it still has dam, just like there's a cheskas iser. Again, it's hard to call it iser because until you cook it, it's not really iser. But in a certain sense, it's iser. There's this missing a takana in this piece. So meila, there's a cheskas iser. That's why you go l'chumra, even though it's an iser derabanan that you're dealing with. Masha enkein over here, we're talking about a case of a chaticha that was la'achar shir malicha. And it fell into Safik Tzir, Safik Mayim. That chaticha does not have a cheska sisser. That's a chaticha ksheira. You want to know, did it become usser because it fell into dam? So because there's no cheska sisser, that's why it's veika lekula. But if it will, let's say in this case of Safik Tzir, Safik Mayim, it would be a case it doesn't have a cheska sisser. Saying that it still has a cheska sisser. Let's say a chaticha which was before it was salted, and it falls into. So normally if you take it out right away, koidim shir kvisha, it shouldn't really pose any problem. But let's say if you leave it in a shir kvisha, you still have suffix here. If it's mayim, if it was only there a shir kvisha. So then what? It would be a suffix if it was. Covers b'sir k'shir shi'atiach. I don't know if that's the exact case that he brings. I have to think about it more. But anyway, Kopanim, he points out that it's only the reason why we're makel over here is only because there's no cheska sisser. In Nechanami, if there'd still be a cheska sisser, like in the previous case, we'd have to go l'chumra as well. So here you have machlokes between the Shach and the Magen Avraham, quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva. What does it mean, Mayim Muatim? Shach says, Muatim means that you don't have Shishim, but you still have Rav Mayim. And the Magen Avraham says, Pasha Pshat in the Ramah is that you have, even if you have Rav Tzir, as long as you have a Miat Mayim, it was already enough. It's not really Mevatel the Tzir. It takes away the Resicha of the Tzir. So Mela, still wouldn't.
Even if you don't have a
roif? Yeah, that's a pasuk pshat in the Rama. Imhoya mayim muatim. You had roif tzir. I didn't check it up, but that's what the Pesachei Tshuva brings down. I really have enough time. We don't have to do it. No, it's not absolutely necessary. Any shyly you want me to cover, to say out? No, the reason why I wanted to do it was because I didn't really put in order of the where they appear in the Shach and Taz. I did it only at each shyly is like a lead up. In other words, certain cases involve a lot of different stadim, but each issue you have to first answer each issue for itself, and then so really the shilas were only each individual issue.
We'll do the shilas.
Yeah, come ask.